Here are the latest international news headlines. A mass shooting in which 15 people were killed during a Hanukkah celebration at Sydney's Bondi Beach was a terrorist attack inspired by Islamic State, Australia's Federal Police Commissioner Chrissy Barrett says. The suspects are a father and son, aged 50 and 24, authorities say. President Donald Trump filed a lawsuit on Monday seeking $10 billion in damages from the BBC. The lawsuit accuses the UK network of splicing together two entirely separate parts of President Trump's speech in order to intentionally misrepresent its meaning. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says proposals with US officials for a peace deal to end his country's war with Russia could be finalized within days. However, Zelensky points out questions over Ukraine's post-war security and the fate of occupied territories have so far been the main obstacles in the talks. I'm Charles de Letesma.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year, and we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.